Excuse me, sir. Question from me again. So, so this is a personal question, sir. Me as such, I love programming. I spend a lot of time in front of my system. And I was listening to some of your earlier speeches where you said that back in the 70s, the community of programmers had a sense of goodwill among them. They used to share code, they used to develop on it.
Well, the community, a specific community of programmers which I belonged to, this was not all programmers, it was one specific community. Continue.
Yes, sir. In that context, sir, I feel particularly, me as such, I feel very hurt when I see the so-called interaction among programmers today, because many of us are very good programmers, but we do, you know, we look at each other in different colors depending upon the tools we use. Hey, he's a Windows guy. Hey, he's a GNU/Linux guy. Hey, he's into Solaris systems. He's a network programmer. And unfortunately, most of this prejudice comes out of a lot of misinterpretation out of things like this, because none of these people promote free software as such. And it hurts me as a programmer and many of my colleagues here when I work in an environment
where... Could you speak a bit more slowly? I'm hearing most of it, but there was one point that I missed. So if you speak slowly, I will...
Yeah, and here where we work, it is in an environment in which you are judged according to the tools you do rather than by the quality of work.
In one sense, there is a situation where in a limited way that is rational. If there is a tool which is normally used for doing fairly easy jobs and there are a lot of people who know how to do it, then I would imagine, you know, I might not pay as much to them as somebody who does very hard jobs with a different tool that's used for hard jobs. But it's true, if you're talking about hard jobs, it makes no sense to be prejudiced about what tools people are using. The good programmers can use any tools.
Sir, that was not the focus here, sir. The focus was that here it is a question of goodwill, sir. Goodwill among programmers these days seems to be, you know, meted out into these little boxes of this system and that system, and that hurts.
I agree. We should encourage people to learn about more different things, and it doesn't make sense, and we should never be prejudiced against people because of some detail. You know, the fact that this person is a likes Perl and this person likes C, well, should they hate each other?
It's not even that, that distinct. It's like this person works on GNU/Linux and this person works on Windows, which are the two major operating systems today in India, at least.
Well, in that case, though, it's not just a prejudice. You see, Windows is a system, a social system, that keeps people helpless and divided. Whereas GNU/Linux is an alternative that was created specifically to liberate people and to encourage them to cooperate. So to some extent, this is not like, you know, were you born in this country or that country? No, this is like your choice of politics. You know, and it does make sense to criticize people for their choices about important issues. So I would say a person who's using Windows, well, either he is actively supporting this power structure, or at least maybe he's trapped in it and doesn't have the courage to get out. Well, in that case, you know, you can forgive him, I guess, you know, and encourage him. You know, there are different situations of people in any place. There are people different. Some people are making more or less efforts to try to improve things. I believe in judging people as individuals, not as lumping them together in by their groups. But this is, in this one case, it is somewhat of a political choice with political consequences for society. And that's exactly where it makes sense to criticize people.
Sorry to continue again on this, but I'm a little persistent about this. It is...
This is your last chance.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Generally, when statements like this are made, people who are not so much in connection with these things tend to assume that cooperative communities and sharing of source code and, you know, sharing of ideas and things like that don't exist in other environments, but they do, and that is very unfortunate that they think so.
I'm sorry, what don't exist in other environments? I don't know, which other environments are we talking about? I don't understand.
other programming environments, other operating systems.
Well, there are maybe users developing some free software that runs on Windows. In fact, I'm sure there are.